Oh my gosh, good to be back in Austin, Texas. It's good to know that Plaid is back in.
Comedian Dave Chappelle, his new Netflix special kicked off from Texas last month, and Netflix announced yesterday that it is already the company's most viewed comedy special ever. Netflix also reported profits and revenue that beat expectations on Wall Street, but there was some bad news for Netflix, too. The company's growth in subscribers is slowing. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal joins us from New York with more. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jeremy.
And why are we seeing increased profits for Netflix but falling growth in subscribers?
Well, the deal is that profits grew as content costs were lower than they anticipated. Netflix reported almost 99 million total subscribers. They're hoping this week to cross the 100 million milestone, and that's up from 81.5 million a year ago. And of those 99 million, 3.5 were new international subscribers in the quarter, but in the year ago quarter it added 4.5 million. So slower growth there, and in the U.S. growth has slowed as well. They gained 1.4 million new customers this quarter. Compare that to 2.2 million in the same quarter last year.
And people are looking at their competition, and in a video interview with analysts yesterday, CEO Reed Hastings addressed the issue of competition. He said that what HBO and Amazon do doesn't impact him much because there's such a huge market for home entertainment, he says. And he talked about a very different competitor instead. Let's listen.
You know, think about it. When you watch a show from Netflix and you get addicted to it, you know, you stay up late at night. We're competing with sleep on the margin.
We're competing with sleep. I mean, a great line, Jason, but is Netflix facing a lot of pressure from Amazon or Hulu or HBO?
That's right. It's not just sleep. They've got Hulu, YouTube, other content services that are streaming more high-quality TV content, and that's making for some rough competition. They've also, especially internationally, they've got a lot of local streaming rivals, competitors like iFlix in Southeast Asia. And then there's also the threat of Amazon.com. They recently signed a deal to stream a package of NFL Thursday night football games. So that might even be more of a threat to the cable industry than to Netflix itself. But it shows how things are shaking up these days.
Well, and we played that clip of Dave Chappelle's comedy special. Is Netflix focusing more on comedy now?
It is. They were really impressed with how well that one did. The first of the three comedy specials was its most viewed ever, and they've got two more to come in that series. And they're among 17 stand-up comedy specials that they're going to be introducing this quarter. Netflix content chief said in an investor call on Monday that comedy works well on Netflix because, he said, quote, it's uncensored, it's commercial-free, and that allows a lot of creative freedom, and the fan base for these folks is very big, these folks being the comedy stars.
And you mentioned Netflix, some of the competition that they have overseas. I'll just leave people with one number that's pretty interesting. Netflix has customers now in 190 countries. Jason Bellini of The Wall Street Journal, thanks as always.
Thank you.